Hello, is this Mac?
I'm ready whenever y'all are ready to roll. I'm ready to roll.
Hey, Mac, thanks for joining us here on Jazz Roots from your home in New Orleans. Dr. John, singer, songwriter, pianist, guitarist, welcome to Jazz Roots.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on Jazz Roots.
So, your life started as Malcolm John Mac Rabinac, born in New Orleans, is that correct?
Well, my name is Malcolm John Michael Crow Rabinac, that's correct. And I'm a junior and a lot of other stuff like that.
So what was it like growing up in New Orleans as a kid?
Well, it was a real blessed thing. I had great guitar teachers, Walter Papoose Nelson, who played with Fast Domino Band, to Roy Montrell, who was my longest running guitar teacher, who opened my ears up to everything from flamenco music to jazz to every kind of music.
You made your first record in the late 1950s, Storm Warning.
Yes, half the album was guitar instrumentals and half of it was piano instrumentals.
It was really in the latter part of the 60s that you kind of designed your own approach to the music, and you also took on the name Dr. John the Night Tripper. The name of the album was Grigory.
Right.
The beginning of that record, you actually announced your name within the music.
They call me Dr. John, known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of Grigory's in my hand.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, my middle name is John, but they had a guy that was connected with my great-great-great-aunt Pauline. There was that the original guy with that name, but he was a free man of color, and that's about all I know.
For miles around, running down my prescription.
That music had elements of kind of voodoo stuff in it, didn't it?
Well, that's what Grigory is.
I got remedies of every description. I got
Well, later on, you made another record called Gumbo after
right.
that time. Going back to New Orleans, kind of, you know, changed up the style of the music a little bit that had the hit on it. Ico Ico, isn't that right?
Ico, 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 Andy.
That's a tribute to the Mardi Gras Indians. When we did a record called Going Back to New Orleans, we did a song with called Buddy Bolden Blues, which was, by the way, copyrighted, I think, 6 or 8 years before W.C. Handy copyrighted the St. Louis Blues. So the way I look at it, New Orleans had the blues before Memphis.
Basin Street is a street where all them characters from the first precinct mean.
So how would you define the blues?
Well, I don't think there's one definition of the blues. Chicago blues, which is basically Delta blues, electrified a lot of artists, all made different kind of records. But there was all lumped under one name, race music. All of these musics had connecting points. Whether it was New Orleans, whether it was Mississippi, it didn't matter where you go, all of the musics was connected.
Well, that's interesting that you said it was called at one point race records. What exactly does that mean?
That was the music of the race, the black race. This was not white people's music. This was very segregated world, which it still is. I mean, when I first started doing recording sessions, there were two segregated unions, Local 496, the black union, Local 174, the white union. Mm-hmm. They both resented that I hired guys from both mm-hmm. unions. I hired the guys that I thought were best equipped to do the sessions.
Right.
and got a lot of flack from boat unions. And that's how it was for a long, long time. Look, we used to work all around the Gulf of Mexico working the Chitlin Circuit.
What is the Chitlin Circuit?
Well, the Chitlin Circuit was where you worked a lot of gigs in like a lot of places you never heard of before or since. In a lot of little bitty towns that were in between the bigger towns you worked at.
But it kept a lot of musicians working, right?
Well, in those days, we didn't get paid much. We had to travel on these little children's school buses, which were highly uncomfortable. It wasn't a fun way to travel, but we all wanted to play music. We're down south in New Orleans.
Let's talk about the record that you made, In the Right Place. The Meters is the backup band, and Alan Toussaint is the producer and did some background vocals. The thing about that record that was pretty cool was you brought this funk to the New Orleans music.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
Listen, all of New Orleans and South Louisiana has its own kind of funk. I mean, it's not for no reason that the top studio drummers in every place were from New Orleans or were influenced by New Orleans drummers. Mm-hmm. It's because we just was a little bit, had the funk going, because all of our beats is connected to what we do at parades, funerals, and everything else here, which is called a second line. Mm-hmm. It's a dance now, and it's a this. It's a groove is where the bottom of it is.
Right.
I don't think there's anything that we do that's not part of our tradition here.
So when folks are going to come to the concert on Friday night in Miami, what are they going to see?
We're going to play some funky music. They're going to be able to dance to. They're going to hear all kind of blues. They're going to hear all kind of funk.
Well, Mac, you know, we got to wrap this up. So I want to say thank you for joining us on Jazz Roots today. You're a special gentleman.
Hey, have a blessed day, and thank you much for George Eric and with me.
Clear. Wonder which way to go to get on out of here.